Impossible is not in our vocabulary by Jan Bonneville. Adventure connotes exotic locales and extreme feats. Some of the people featured in this issue do all that, and more. More, because their exploits are in face of tremendous challenge due to disability. But then, our community is all about redefining the narrative on disability. This issue epitomizes pushing the limits on what is possible and refusing to be defined by society. Some of this issue's featured individuals thrived in nature and sport prior to disabling events, which at first rendered adventure and the outdoors out of reach. Each dealt with the curveball life threw at them with creativity and resourcefulness. Chloe Giroux, after a paralyzing bike accident, went into adaptive biking, downhill skiing, and water skiing, now competing for Team Canada. Motocross racer Doug Henry transformed the accident that left him without use of his legs into an entrepreneurial opportunity, developing an adaptive hands-only bike, continuing to race worldwide. Tim Burr, who broke his neck skiing, created an innovative new approach to outdoor exploration, designing adaptive vehicles allowing people with physical limitations to experience the awe and power of the backcountry. George Gallego's spinal cord injury led to a conscious decision to take control and fight his limitations. Guest editor Torsten Gross has completed 12 marathons in 12 months, is the world's only quadriplegic rescue scuba diver. Performance drives his Porsche Cayman S and encourages readers to focus on the possible with joy, curiosity, and a spirit of adventure. Other stories in this issue also embrace this spirit. They include a glorious adaptive biking, sailing, and wine-tasting journey in Kelowna, BC, a dreamy, remote Tahitian atoll, rentable ambassadors exploring U.S. state parks to identify accessible lodging and family fun, tips on inclusive outdoor destinations and tours. Our community is, indeed, badass. For an outdoor lover like me, George, Torsten, Doug, Chloe and Tim's stories inspire me to embrace positivity, exploration and persistence, especially on the days, and there are many, when I feel down due to my disability. For each and every one of us who pushes ourselves to travel, try new activities and get outdoors, we are gradually redefining what it means to be disabled. In Torsten's words, it's always better to try and fail than to wonder what could have been.